It's Steel City Music, and I always say that in my intro, and I'm Gunner, and my next guest is a pal of mine from the Mohawk Student Association. Over the last month, we've been talking about some of the online events that is happening for Mohawk College students. Why do we do this? It's because I'm an alumni of Mohawk College. I am an alumni of Mohawk Student Association, and that's the reason, and the only reason. So get your own radio show. All right, my next guest is Tyler Howie from the events manager. Hi, buddy.
How's it going today?
Well, Tyler, since you asked, there has been at least 4 espresso coffees this morning. That might be why I acted that way in the intro.
And you also called me by my full name, which is interesting.
I know. It's because I'm super jacked up on caffeine.
Caffeine makes me say things properly and not short forms.
For you, great. Me, everything's short form and scattered and all over the place. But I find I'd rather be this jacked up and crazed, knowing that we're rolling into December. It's gray outside, and we already know, full disclosure, this is a pre-recorded interview. So I just want to have that when people hear it. I want them to feel the energy that we have, that we exude, Ty, about what we're doing at the MSA and all the online events, because they're actually a lot of fun. So there you go. Netflix trivia is happening at the MSA. It's an ongoing event, and it happens this Friday as it's being aired right now, and it happens all weekend. Tell us about it, sir, and how to be a part of it.
Well, it's again, we do trivia every week. This one's another play on your own trivia. So you go online, there's a little link that you can register with. And then you can sign up, play anytime over the weekend. So we'll start it at 12 o'clock today, which is about an hour ago. Right. And we will. You have until Sunday night at 9 p.m. To answer the questions. Could win a $50 gift card. And if you go on our events page, it will show you which shows we're featuring. So we're featuring The Queen's Gambit, Tiger King, Lock and Key, Ozark, and The Witcher.
How are you with this?
I'm a solid Queen's Gambit.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Ozark.
Yeah.
And Ozark, the other three, no clue. So maybe I got to watch some stuff this week.
The Witcher I'm good with. The Queen's Gambit has to be one of the best series I've seen on Netflix. Fantastic.
Did you know there was a scene filmed in Hamilton?
Yes, I did.
Did you pick up on that?
Yes, yeah. I did. And the bulk of it was also filmed in Toronto.
Yeah.
So even if you're if you're not into chess, the author is actually, it's based on a book, and the author just did this. The main character was based on Bobby Fischer, but in the book, she's a female. She's a female character in the book, but everything about it, how it was written, and how and the transition to the series is fantastic. If you can do it, go watch this, because I'm going to put this up on my website later today, and I'm going to spread it on social media, of course. But if you haven't seen The Queen's Gambit, go watch it, and then go do the Netflix trivia thing, because it's great. I mean, it's just it's a great little series. So kudos to whoever picked The Queen's Gambit for the weekend trivia.
I think that was myself and Martina.
So. Martina, good job. Good job there, Ty. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, so then we move on to, like, last week you and I were yapping about how great this guy is, Tyler Shaw. And I also played a couple of tracks. And I talked to some friends of mine later on. I go, have you heard of Tyler Shaw? And they're like, that guy is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And you can log on to the MSA and check out Tyler Shaw as well on November 27th. Tell everyone about the songwriting thing up to 5 students can be a part of, and also the virtual live concert.
Yep. So it's tonight. So we're excited. Songwriting 101, it's going to start at 7. So we've reached out to students, had a very small group sign up and register for this event, and it's literally what it is. It's a little 101, 30 minutes long, half hour discussion on songwriting. So the students will actually be joining Shaw or Tyler Shaw on a Zoom call online, and have a chat about songwriting in general. And not, you don't get that chance too often with signed artists and to be able to talk about how he wrote songs, advice, if you have a song idea, if you're trying to get into the music industry, if you are a performer, a musician, stuff like that. So cool little event on that. And then he'll be playing live virtually on MSA platforms for everyone to watch. So yeah. It's a free concert and a little bit of a meet and greet after, and it'll be great. So we're honestly so pumped for it. It's been a lot of work in the process, but it's tonight. So here it is.
Good on you, man. Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to roll right in. We do over at the MSA, more of the online game stuff that's been happening. It is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show. Which is, I don't know. Every time I think of this, it's just like, I know I would bow out in the first question, because I still in my brain I picture Will Ferrell sitting there when they did it on Saturday Night Live, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and right. He bows out after the first question. He goes, he's like, no, I'm good, that's it, and just walks away. He answers one question.
I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, and I don't know why, it's stuck in my head every time I see that. So tell everyone about that's happening on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, we have access to the game. We are going to be hosting it. So we have students that have signed up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock at night, doing a couple rounds of it. And yeah, it's just like as you see on TV, trivia game. You can win some prizes. And we're looking to do the lifelines as well. I think actually one of the lifelines is you can actually phone a friend. So you can literally pick up a phone and call your friend and see if they can answer it for you. So just trying to mimic the game show as much as we can, but it'll be a great little quick event version.
Tuesday, December 1st, and also Thursday, December 10th, 10 days of giveaways. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, this is a new initiative, a new idea. So we have decided at the MSA that we would like to make some students' holidays just a little bit better. So we posted a survey submission that you can fill out online, and students have the opportunity to let us know something that they would like for Christmas. So, and whether you've been buying a gift at a store or online that you just may not have all of the funds at the current moment to purchase. We are taking kind of like submissions, and we're doing 10 days of giveaways, and it doesn't have to be something extravagant. And also if you have a gift that you wanted to give someone else, to make their holiday event a little bit special. But again, you need some help with that. We are reading all ideas. And yeah, we're just going to 10 days of giveaways. I think we're doing 2 winners a day. So 20 students will eventually be given just a little holiday gift from the MSA.
That's a great idea, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the MSA I remember when I was a student there. That's good. Good on you guys. In that whole Christmas tradition, moving on later, you also have Holiday Movies Online Trivia.
Yeah, so this is same type of trivia as the Netflix, only we'll be doing 2 versions of this. One will be live with a host. Most likely myself.
Uh-huh.
Funny, because one of the movies is The Grinch.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No.
Oh, sorry, Ty, which Grinch? The holiday classic cartoon one or the one with Jim Carrey?
Great question. We're going to clarify that. I think it's going to be the Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Because that's my personal favorite.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yes. But we're doing, live with a host, so you can play trivia with a group of students. And a host will go through the questions and have a little fun on Zoom, and maybe I'll even do my Grinch impersonation, which I can do very well.
Is it just a facial thing and a grin?
No, it's like the voice.
Oh, really? Well, good for you,
like
buddy.
The Jim Carrey Grinch voice I can pull off.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe it'll happen.
Maybe.
But yeah. But again, if you want to watch some great like holiday movies, The Grinch, Love Actually, Jingle All the Way, Elf, and Home Alone. That's going to be the focus of the trivia. Yeah,
nice. I think I'm okay. I think I could get some, just maybe some. I've never seen the Jim Carrey Grinch one.
What?
No, buddy, I haven't.
Man, you're missing out.
Hey, man, I just confessed to a bunch of people that I've never listened to Dave Matthews in my life.
I don't think I've listened to much Dave Matthews in my life.
Couldn't name a song. I think to listen to Dave Matthews, you got to really like, it's kind of like, is it like a Sunday afternoon at 2? You're in the kitchen, you're baking and making things out of beads. I don't know. I think that's what it is. I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever heard a description like that.
Yeah, so. But I mean, if you had like a Dave Matthews trivia thing, just like I would not be your go-to guy. Like, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to call someone and call Smith on the Dave Matthews thing. Like, buddy, not happening. I'm not your guy, really.
Well, instead of spending a Sunday afternoon, listening to Dave Matthews and with beats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You should instead come join us on December 4th for a holiday cooking event.
Yeah, this was my next thing. I'm pretty happy that you're doing something like this because I think it's like deep down in all of us, like some of us can cook, some of us have an interest in cooking, while others are like, I'm just not that comfortable in the kitchen, so I need just maybe if I had like a little guidance, I would do it if other people were doing it, like a fun thing. So I like the idea of the holiday cooking with Chef Jody that's coming up.
Yeah, Chef Jody. She's a chef and nutritionist out of the States that we met through just a partnership with the agents that we work with. And she typically does kind of live cooking demos and live nutrition, health, and wellness demos. So we've partnered up with her to do a little mini holiday cooking menu. So it's going to be live on Zoom, and you can join one of 2 ways. So we're going to do it live on Zoom and then stream it to Facebook. So you can just watch it if you would like to do that. It's going to be on December 4th, 6 p.m. in the evening. So you can just watch it, or students can join it.
Yeah.
And what we mean by join is you can join the Zoom call one of 2 ways. You can join and maybe cook one of the dishes or all of the dishes.
Ah, okay.
As well, have your camera on, you're in your kitchen, you're kind of following along. And we'll be posting the recipes a few days prior to the event. So you have time to, run to the store and grab some ingredients if you need them.
Right.
And, or you can join and just watch. And, Jody's again, a chef, but also a nutritionist. So if you have questions and you would like to be a part of the event and just ask some questions, you can do that as well.
That's a great idea, but I think there's also a hidden get in all of this. And I mean by get is another reason to watch it, is that if anyone's like me, I'm going to get some popcorn. And if people join in and they're online and they're showing how they're cooking, somebody is going to set fire to the kitchen. And that'll be my moment.
I really hope that's not the case.
I know. No. I get totally. It. I totally get it. On your end, as a professional, you have to say, I hope there's no accident and no one sets fire to the kitchen. But on my end, on a pure spectator end of things with a little bag of popcorn, I want to see somebody like me who's like, hey, Jody, just about to do the roasted Brussels sprouts, but I thought I'd put some fire up a pan and put some oil in it and do the easy stuffing this way. And then fa-boom, then it's just like, oh, how quick can Ty cut away from that? You know?
Well, you'll find out on December 4th at 6 p.m.
I know. I told you at the beginning of the interview, I'm jacked up on coffee. We're rolling into December. But that would be really fun to watch. But, you know, the cooking thing is really nice as well. I like that.
Yeah. We're doing easy stuffing, roasted Brussels sprouts, and like mini apple crisps. So
it's not too
hard. We wanted
to
focus this on, something really tiny, really simple, something that's also friendly for everyone. So not everyone we know eats meat.
Right.
So we want to make these quick and easy. So we just pick some items that are friendly, vegetarian, vegan friendly, all that kind of stuff. Cool.
Well, buddy, it all sounds really good, and I can't wait to try out the cooking thing. I'm going to be checking that one out. And I guess your brain is working overdrive for January, February. Any hints of what might happen?
A whole lot of stuff. We're looking more into the kind of interaction type events, so things that students can join, just small little hangouts, play games, meet each other, stuff like that. That's going to be a big focus next semester. Is now that everyone has kind of figured out we're studying virtually, we're online, and we live in Canada, and it's going to be winter. And if you get this, the winter is coming. we're gonna have that reference.
Okay.
But we the opportunities to go out and do things is going to get a little more challenging. So we really want to start building and creating that community online.
Well, man, keep up the good work at the MSA. I'm happy that you guys are doing stuff like this, making the great pivot to doing everything online. You guys are doing a terrific job up there for the students. And I'm happy that you're doing all of this stuff and you being able to move forward, hopefully come 2021 on the opposite end, going into the spring and summer, there might be a nice, comfortable change in what you guys are doing up there as with the online virtual world that you're putting forth for all the students to have a solid student experience. Thanks for taking the time for doing this today, buddy.
Thank you. And we'll talk next week.
Running late on a Wednesday, shortcut by the freeway. Locked eyes as you passed me, two hearts on a cold street. Looking back at the same time, I feel your warmth, did you feel mine? I get the urge but I can't speak, two hearts on a cold street. I know this sounds crazy, but this could be fate. And I'm thinking maybe that you feel it too. Tell me, are you busy? And tell me you can stay. 'Cause I'm thinking maybe for you, I'ma travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you, anything for you. With you, the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you. Ain't it funny how the time flies? Now you're here as my wife. Remember how you met me? Two hearts on a cold street. Three kids in a big house. Can't believe we're here now. Your warmth has never left me. Two hearts on a cold street. And now it's not crazy. I told you it's fate. Remember that day as I lay here with you. So happy weren't busy. I'm glad that you stayed. I still feel the same. Yeah. For you, I'm a travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you, anything for you. With you, all the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you. Two hearts in a cold street. Two hearts in a cold street. Two hearts in a cold street. Two hearts, just you and me. Now it's just you and me. For you, I'll travel to outer space. With you, all the years just fade away. For you, I'll travel to outer space. Take a bullet to the heart just to keep you safe. For you, anything for you. With you, all the years just fade away. Like a dream in my arms, but I'm wide awake. With you, whenever I'm with you.
Coming up in this next set of music, some Sniffing the Tears by request, Sugar, Blandlord, but the new one sent to me by my friend Lou Molinaro. You digging it? Capital I from TV Freaks on Steel City Music. We'll be right back. sniffing the tears for you right there. Steel City Music, your host Gunner here. That's such a hilarious song. I remember that when I was a kid, and I played it a couple times, I don't know, since I came back on the air at The Hawk. And I always get the request for it. Like, there's somebody in my age group like going, I remember that song. And if you ever see the video, there's this guy, there's this one guy up in the back there. He's got the coat on and he's got the tambourine. And he's just giving it, doing the background vocals. I think he makes the whole video, to be honest. Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat. I don't know. It's one of those late 70s tracks that I think are just hilarious fun to spin. Okay, so yeah, man, here we go. You know, the whole COVID thing is still around us. Of course, you know this, and why do I even have to say this? But it's affecting the changing of everything that's happening right now from every province across Canada, from where you can stand, where you can breathe, where you can't breathe, put a mask on, and put a mask on, wash your hands, and stay about 6 feet apart from people, if not further, if you can, and stay home if you can. Now, this is a pandemic. We know this and we have to go through this, but a lot of small businesses are just eating it on this one. They're barely survived the first round. And unfortunately, we have to do another round here in Ontario. Hamilton isn't as bad as far as what's going on in Toronto and the Peel, that sort of thing. So they're under the gray lockdown and we're in a red zone, but the Hamilton numbers are climbing. So, you know, we could actually go into lockdown for a month as well. So let's just hope that people can flatten, can personally accept some responsibility and step up and go, hey, let's flatten this curve, because I really don't want to listen to Doug Ford anymore in his TV conferences. It's like there's a meme running around of like a bingo card of all of his catchphrases. And it's just like, I don't want to listen to him talk about this anymore. I really don't. I just want this to be flattened and let's just move on with our lives and try to find some sort of normalcy. And I don't want to see any more people with tubes in their mouths or people dying in old age homes or immune deficient, you know, put a mask on. Come on, let's go. Like, let's just flatten this. Let's just get to spring and summer, and hopefully they can distribute some vaccines if they are legit, that sort of thing, and try to like have some sort of life. But the reason why I brought up the whole thing is that even some of our cultural music centers here in Hamilton, like Center, a Rock Bar, whatever, the Casbah has announced that they will no longer be doing. They just can't because the new rules are 10 people. That's it. So they'll be doing a lot of like help promoting online concerts. You can go to their website and buy some merch, but they will rent the room out to a 10-person party, COVID rules enforced, that sort of thing. So hit up the website and check that out if you can. If that is something that you wanted to do with your 10-person bubble, hit them up and say, yeah, I'd like to be a part of that. What's the cost on that? That sort of thing. So hopefully they'll be able to make it till spring, that sort of thing. I also went through put a call out to people for doing interviews, that sort of thing. And I'm still doing that now in regards to how is COVID affecting your lives in regards to what you're doing on an entertainment front, business front, that sort of thing. So I'm starting to get some feedback from everyone, and I'll air some of those interviews later on going into December. I still don't know whether or not I'm going to be doing a Christmas show. Should I put together a 7-hour Christmas show? Is that something that someone wants to hear? I don't know. I'm always sketchy about Christmas music. I really think that I should have more Christmas music when I go into Christmas time, that sort of thing. I don't know. I'll talk about it with the new head honcho at the Hawk, Marie, and I'll see what she says. Maybe she'll just say, Gunner, put it to bed. We're just going to spin Christmas music. You don't need to put a show together. Don't worry about it. She might say that. But then again, I'll probably like go out of my mind wanting to put a show together. Yeah, because my initial reaction will be, oh, yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, man, I'll have the time off. And I'll be just like, I really want to put a show together. I really want to put a show together. Anyway, hit up the website, steelcitymusic.ca, if you want to have a chat about what you're up to in regards to charity work, events, your music, your art, anything that people should be knowing about, awareness, that sort of thing. And we can have a chat, and I will put it on the blog, and I will share it on social media, and I share it on Instagram as well, SCMGram, and on Twitter as well, steelcitymusic.ca, and all my other Gunnar Smith accounts that I have that have been floating around for years, that sort of thing. And I share quite a bit with all the Facebook groups around Southern Ontario right now that are music and art related, that sort of thing. So I do get the word out on your behalf. Let's have a chat. Got to get to some requests as well to wrap up this portion of the show. And I got a request for some Joy Division, Level Tear Us Apart. Wow, going into November, we're gonna play some of the original emo. Or should going into December? Okay, I guess I'm gonna do that. Should help if I had the person's name that wanted to hear it, but I don't. I got a request for some people about the Killjoys. Have I not ever spun enough Killjoys in my life? But yeah, Raven Drool, I will throw that in this set running at the hour. Also, on a side note, my friend Shelley Woods, the bass player from the Killjoys, has finally caved to get on Facebook. After all of these years saying he'd never do it, I got a friend request from him. I'm like going, oh, you caved. He has like four or five friends. So if you're Shelley Woods, he's on Facebook. So curly-haired, long-haired kind of guy. He only has about four or five friends. Friend request him, especially if you like to make things out of driftwood and be straight up. I'm only friend requesting you because I just want you to like whatever I'm selling on Facebook. I would really enjoy if you did that. That's my favorite thing. I just want him to get inundated with friend requests. I love that. I would just love to see it. Just so he could just go, oh my God, what is this? Oh my God, what is that? Why are these people doing this? Why are they doing that? I know. I'm a deep down, I'm a terrible, terrible, petty, immature person. And I even think I put that in my wedding vows. You're marrying me, even though I'm a terrible, terrible, petty, immature person. And she still said yes. And I had them in the vows. True story. Okay, so rounding out this hour once again of music, we will hear some Joy Division, which I think is one of the earliest of emo songs. And not goth, but emo. The Killjoys, Raven Drool, one of my favorite tracks from them. Big, big, epic song that everyone always thought the Doughboys sang, but it wasn't. It was the Killjoys, and everyone thought Shine the Killjoys sang, but it wasn't. It was the Doughboys, and I take that as a compliment. I really do. But starting off this little set of music, one of my favorite tracks from Paul Westerberg, who I believe, and I'll take it to my grave, is one of the greatest rock and rollers ever, ever, from the Replacements. Honestly, I really do. Waiting for Somebody, Paul Westerberg, here on Steel City Music. Seriously, you're going to dig it if you haven't heard it. Come my way.
101.5 FM. Online at 1015thehawk.ca.
Oh my. Two double servo clicks, whatever the heck that was. Hey, it's Gunner at Steel City Music. And in this hour, we chat with Cindy Engel, the head proprietor over at monkeybiz.ca. It's a little bit of everything about Hamilton music, culture, this, that, and all the other fun things. And I want you to go check it out. In the interview, I found out that they've been around since 1996. That is just crazy. That is like, that's dedication to something. I don't know what is dedication, but that is dedication. Hey, it's no secret also that my good friend Lou Molinaro, I help him out with Lose Control, and I always have. You can hear it every Wednesday over at CFMU 93.3 from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. And he did an interview with the Responsibles, Jeff Richardson and Wayne Cruz, old friends of ours. And they have a new EP called Agent Orange. So I put that up on my website, steelcitymusic.ca. But Wayne was kind enough to send me over the EP, so I thought I'd play the entire thing for you. And I want you to go check it out as well. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify and all the other fun stuff. You're going to hear Curtain Dub, Don't Tell Me Your Problems, Curtain Call, Dance of the Black Widow, and the name track, Agent Orange, but started things off, Next Man Up on Steel City Music.